Duck looked out the window with her. The pteranodon was standing at the base of an oak tree, like a guard. His giant wings were spread out on either side of him. Duck looked down at the book. He read the words under the picture. This flying reptile lived in the Cretaceous period. It vanished 65 million years ago. No, impossible. They couldn't have landed in a time 65 million years ago. Jack, said Annie. He's nice.
Nice?
Yeah, I can tell. Let's go down and talk to him.
Talk to him?
Annie stared down at the rope ladder. Hey, shouted Jack. But Annie kept going.
Are you crazy? Jack called.
Jack gasped as Annie held out her hand. Don't get close to him, Annie, Jack shouted. But Annie touched the pteranodon's crest. He stroked his neck. She was talking to him. What in the world was she saying? Jack stared down the rope ladder. When he got to the ground, Jack was only a few feet away from the creature. The creature stared at Jack. His eyes were bright and alert. Jack stepped forward. He put out his arm very cautiously. He brushed his hand down the creature's neck. Interesting. A thin layer of fuzz covered the pterodon's skin. Soft, huh? Said Annie. Jack reached into his backpack and pulled out a pencil and a notebook. He wrote, Fuzzy Skin. What are you doing? Asked Annie.
Taking notes, said Jack.
We're probably the first people in the whole world to ever see a real-life pteranodon.